AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Grainger's 28-week trend signal meets a volume test near the top of its yearly range. WW Grainger is holding close to its 52-week high, while industrial distribution breadth remains soft. But baseline turnover and a wide fair value premium leave the next leg dependent on stronger confirmation. Research brief. WW Grainger closed at $1,382 for the week ended 31 July, essentially flat on the week, but still up 12.3% over 12 weeks, and 49.5% over 52 weeks. The stock remains in an active weekly trend signal with a 28-week streak, trading 15.1% above its trend line and 2.7% below its 52-week high. The evidence is constructive, but not one-sided. Activity pressure is positive, relative strength is positive, and the industry backdrop is weak. While volume stayed at only 1.0x the 13-week average, and the fair value premium is 38.7%. Key points. 1. GWW closed at $1,382, only 2.7% below its $1,420 52-week high, and at 92.7% of its yearly range. 2. The weekly trend signal is active for a 28-week streak, with price 15.1% above the $1,201 trend line. 3. Momentum remains positive beyond the latest quiet week. 4-week return is 2.9%. 12-week return is 12.3%. 26-week return is 28.5%. And 52-week return is 49.5%. 4. Volume did not confirm with urgency. Latest turnover was 1.5 million shares, matching the 13-week average at 1.0x, and only 1.1x the 52-week average. 5. U.S. industrial distribution peers were weaker, with the group down 3.25% on the week, and only 45.5% of names in active weekly trends. Price action holds high in the range, but the week was quiet. WW Grainger ended the latest completed week at $1,382, fractionally lower, and just 2.7% beneath its $1,420 52-week high. That leaves the stock at 92.7% of its one-year range, a strong range position after a 12.3% 12-week advance, and a 49.5% 52-week gain. The weekly regime remains constructive. GWW's trend signal is active, with 28 active weeks in the 52-week window, and price sits 15.1% above the $1,201 trend line. The fair value read is less comfortable for fresh upside, with the close 38.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $996.7. So the market is already paying a sizable premium for Grainger's steadier earnings profile and relative quality. Sector and industry context favor selectivity. The industrial sector was soft in the latest week, averaging a 1.7% decline, while its four-week return was negative at 3.6%. Even so, sector breadth is broadly balanced, with 52.0% of stocks in active weekly trends, 54.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 53.0% showing positive relative strength. Grainger's industry group is more fragile. U.S. industrial distribution averaged a 3.25% weekly decline, a 1.0% 4-week decline, and a 1.5% 12-week decline. Trend breadth in the group is only 45.5%, relative strength breadth is 40.9%, and market dynamics breadth is 50.0%. Against that backdrop, GWW's active trend signal, positive market dynamics and positive relative strength, give it a cleaner profile than most direct peers. Though Distribution Solutions Group and 10 League have delivered stronger recent 4-week gains. Momentum is intact, but participation is ordinary. The momentum stack remains favorable, despite the flat latest week. GWW is up 2.9% over 4 weeks, 12.3% over 12 weeks, and 28.5% over 26 weeks. Its ranking is mid-pack within broad U.S. industrials, sitting around the 57th percentile, but it ranks better within industrial distribution, where it is 5th on 12-week performance among 22 names. Volume is the key caveat. The latest week traded 1.5 million shares, equal to the 13-week average, and only modestly above the 52-week average of 1.4 million. That is enough to validate stability, but not enough to show an aggressive new sponsorship push. Earlier participation was more decisive, including 2.7 million shares in the 26 June week, and 1.9 million shares during the 8 May 7.4% advance. Market dynamics are positive, but the signal has cooled. ShareMaestro's market dynamics read remains positive at 1.43, and relative strength is positive at 15.50. The signal state is therefore supportive. Trend backdrop active, price comfortably above trend, and both activity and relative readings in positive territory. The mixed part is the rate of change. Activity pressure has fallen 19.5% over 4 weeks, and the current signal state shows no fresh buy indication, even as relative strength has improved 12.2% over the same period. That combination argues for a balanced read rather than a clean acceleration signal. GWW is still behaving well, but the smart money pressure gauge is no longer expanding in a straight line. Risk and what to watch next. Risk is mainly about position and valuation distance rather than volatility. 13-week weekly volatility is 2.7%, below the 52-week level of 3.0%. And the 52-week up-down split is slightly positive, at 27 advancing weeks versus 25 declining weeks. Average positive weeks have been larger than average negative weeks, at 3.1% versus 1.6%, which has helped the longer trend persist. The risk evidence is that the stock is close to its high, trades nearly 39% above fair value, and has two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. The next watch points are whether price can hold near the high without activity pressure fading further, whether volume can expand above the current 1.0x participation read, and whether the 1,201 trend line remains comfortably below price as the weekly regime level. Research note. This article is for educational market research only, and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.